Today's daf is daf Dalet. We were holding in the middle of the various types of Gishamim, from which we moved on to Rava, comparing, talking about the word Pila, like a light drizzle, almost a falling moisture. So we compared that to a Tzuba Mirabbanan, and once we're on that already, we go through various Maimoras of Rava, of Tzuba Mirabbanan, which is interesting because, as Rashi points out, the word Tzurba is from the word Sorev. Sorev means to burn, so that it's sharp, it's astringent. So a Tzurba Mirabbanan is, by definition, the very word means, we say today, it's very charif. Charif. It's a Rashi, it's a Rashi. Bachur charif. But a bachur charif is often astringent in other ways. He's astringent in his attitude. Indeed, these sharp young ones, the ratach, they're full of a lot of boiling over energy. They sometimes take things a little bit too much to heart. You should know that that's the keach of the Torah that's boiling them up from inside. As Rashi points out, the Torah makes you more aware. The more aware you are, the more there is to care about. The more you take to heart. Most people, they walk along, they don't realize how screwed up everything is. Somebody who has awareness, he's constantly miserable about it. Exactly. So the astringency in the tzurva mirabanan, you should be malamit zchus on him. You shouldn't think that it's because of a chisor and adarab. It's coming because, as the pasuk says, halokhu dvarai ke'eishnu mashem. So the eish is what's boiling him. That's coming from the Torah. The Omar Rav Ashi, take a look at the continuation of the pasuk, says Rav Ashi, there's another limud. That's as far as the tzurva mirabanan. The tzurva mirabanan is a youngster. But kol tamid chacham, an older person, she'eno kashe kebarzel, somebody doesn't have that strength, who's able to be makbid what he needs to be makbid on and not let people get away with murder, such a person is not even a Talmud Chacham. Ein Talmud Chacham shemu v'chapatish yifotzit tzela. The pasuk continues on. You start off with kod varai keish. Any youngster can feel the energy, but to become now a tempered patish, you require a real Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud Chacham yet. If he's still one of these liberal-minded, overly tolerant people. Omale Rabbi Abla Rav Ash, aton mehata matnitola. You learn it from there, from the pasuk of halachot dvarai ka'ish, so that the Torah is kepatish yifotzit tzela. You have to now take that to be referring to loymed haTorah the Talmud Chacham, but we learn it out directly from here. Anan mehata matnitola. Dechtiv eretz asher avaneha barzel. Let's try avaneha barzel. Al tikra avaneha boneha barzel. The builders of Eretz Yisrael, who are the Maltikrei Boneha, the builders of Eretz Yisrael, the Talmidei Chachamim, are like steel. Over Ravina, even though this is all very nice in terms of being Malamit Zchus, and that we should know that it comes from a good place, it's a good idea for people to train themselves to be a little bit calm and to respond calmly. After all, Shlomo HaMelech says, take away that anger from your heart, and that way it's interesting because the person to the tzurba mirabonan is indeed appears in the pasuk, because the pasuk gets ki hayaldut vashacharut heva, specifically referring to young people. That's a big sugya. You know, the Gemara discusses in other places that he shouldn't be naikim, other people should be naikim on his god, but he shouldn't be things like that. And again, it's not our sugyas. Omrib shmubar nachmeni omer rabbi yonatan. Now that we're talking about the inin of she'elat gishanim, and we're talking about mistakes in she'elah, you have to recognize that the way a question is phrased can be very, very important. Mm-hmm. All the fairy tales about asking things the wrong way. You don't want to ask things the wrong way. And we have some examples of that. Shlosha shalusha loka hoga. We have three people in Tanakh that didn't ask the right way. L'maisa l'shnayim meishivum kahoga. Two of them got good answers anyway. But l'achad eishivu shaloka hoga. And one didn't get a very, very good answer. Eliezer Eved Avraham. Shaul ben Kish. Yiftach ha-giladi. So Eliezer Eved Avraham, he said that all I need to know is, and that's very dangerous, and so on and so forth. So that could mean, what do you mean, Hanara? So now, the one that's going to marry Yitzchak is going to be a Hingedinger, but what's going on? She doesn't have any feet, she doesn't have any eyes. Lemaisa, this is a big problem. But he says, I doesn't say the woman that comes by. I mean, obviously, if she's walking around with a mistake. He's not going to tell her. So he's not going into that problem.
He asks, and she
responds. He's still keeping it open. So what he said, why is that Sheila Shelo going? But here, Rashi entices basically the references to a moon that he wouldn't know about. She's got her prophecies. She's got a regal made out of eights, and he wouldn't notice. It's under her skirts. I mean, how much is he going to look, you know? So the Mela, it's still a Bakosha Shelo Kahogen, and unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him properly, is she both Kahogen with his Dam Lo Rivka? Shul Ben Kish, because there in the, when Klal Yisrael and the Shem HaShem was being insulted by Goliath, so they tell David that Vaya Yish Asher Yakenu Yashrenu HaMelech Osher Gadol Vet Bito Yitain Lo. He announces that whoever gets rid of Goliath, so he's gonna give him his own daughter. I mean, it could be, who knows? Yochel Afilu Eved, Afilu Mamzer, I mean, who knows who will come now? But nonetheless, Yeshiva Kahogen, V'nizdan Lo David, Yiftach HaGiladi Defti Vaya Yotzei Asher Yatzah Midal. So over there, Yochel Afilu Dover Tome. Anything that comes out, he's going to bring up as a korban. So what if a boar comes out? There's all types of boars. But you're going to bring that up now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's that supposed to mean? So there already, Yeshiva Shaloko. And what happened is, of course, that he's done a labito. Now, obviously, this wasn't what he intended, and certainly it wasn't something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted either. So it would have been the easiest thing in the world to be matter than that, which is why it's called Yiftach. No shame. Go be paseach your net. So that's why I know the karma of the Navi Yisrael. And this is why the Navi is saying now, Yirmiyo, what kind of business? That's a rein beGilad. But there's no medication that can be used for this problem in Gilad. Obviously, a reference to Yiftach HaGiladi and in Rofei Hinsham, but there's no Godel Ador, there's no Pinchas that you can go to find now a heter for the netter. Uchtiv. And that's why we find that there's references, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to those who are born with a Mizabal, and they go and they bring up their children on a Mizbeah. Right? So it says over there, Lishrof is B'nei Be'ech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is something that I want. This is ridiculous. Asher lo tzivesi, v'lo dibarti, v'lo altar libi. What are these Lashonos over here? I didn't command it, I didn't speak about it, I never thought about such things. It's crazy. Well, why these three Lashonos? So Asher lo tzivesi, that's talking about B'no Shel Mesha Melech Moab. We're over there. The Nisim were being done for Klal Yisrael, and the Melech calls in his advisors. He says, what's going on? Mativam Shalom Azu. What is so special about them that they should be Zeichet, that such miracles are being done for them? So the advisors told him that this is all B'schus Avram Aviem, that here when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for this child, so he wasn't hesitant to bring him up in Mizbeach. So Meisha said, if that's the case, I'll bring also my child on the Mizbeach. So he goes, and he's Makriv B'chayrei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, I want something like that. Vayelo Allah. Velo dibarti, and I never said anything about it. What is that referring to over here? Zoom, bitosha yiftach. Where did I say bichlal? That he came up with the whole idea himself, and it's absurd. It wasn't even anything to be said. Velo alta libi. Velo alta libi is different. It's over there, I said it, but I didn't mean it. So lo alta libi refers to Yitzchak ben Avraham, where even though the Maisa, some learned that it's a machloikas in the midrash, because they have to explain over here velo alta libi. The truth is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Medrash, never said it. I said ha'aleu, so now ha'aleu, so now take him down. But I never said more than that. We lo alta libi. I did say, but I didn't mean it. So apparently they're not. Ha'aleu lo la. In other words, lo la means by definition a korban. Sometimes it's midrashim that are chaluki. Okay, those types of word analyses are still I don't see it's a problem, but okay. So therefore, he should have been Peseach and direct. Omer Rebbe Brachia, Af Knesset Yisrael Shalosh Shalokai. The Maisa Klal Yisrael themselves asked in a way from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wasn't as much as they should have asked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kogan, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them. Shnema. We are misfollowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nei Da, Nir Defala Da'asas Hashem Kishachar Nachon Motzah. So we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that someone who's driven to know Hashem, it should be as absolutely clear, like you know that the sunrise is going to follow the dawn, that you know that Radifa is going to bring you Vaday to Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that connection, that Chibur should come like rain into us, that it should be Mechayas. Omer la HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biti, at Shalat Tavash, Pa'amim Mitbakesh, U'Pa'amim Eino Mitbakesh. You're asking for rain. Rain is not always the thing something that's for the moment, that I should be like rain. Beautifully part of our sugya. The difference between Merid HaTal and Mashivarov Merid HaGeshek. That Shenemar HaYeka Tal Yisrael. So Tal is always something that it's ain't a basic and it's necessary all the time. And that, I'll be to you, better than you ask. The interesting thing is that sometimes the person asks for Geshem and it's dependent on his ask. That means that you're only asking for me something which you need first to be Ma'ir. In other words, you didn't have the guts to say, I should be the one and come and grab you and see to it that we're lovers. But I'm telling you, that's what I'm going to do for you. You just want Geshem, you should be totally on your tefillah, I'll give you time. Another thing that Klal Yisrael asked that was not as much as it could have been. I want to be so close to you that you always remember me, that I should be like a signet on your heart. It's on my heart, but when I'm dressed, I don't see it. The person who's wearing a necklace on his heart, I mean, only if he's not takes off his shirt, is it seen, or on, you know, on his arm, same thing. But I'm going to give you a selach davar shenir le'olam, shenemar hein al kapayim chakotir. I have your image on my palm. So, continues now the Mishnah with a statement that on the surface, if you haven't yet gone to the depths of the interrelationship between Hazaras Kishami and Mishael Kishami, all of a sudden, in the middle of the Mishnah, Ein Shalimata Kishamim ala Samach L'Kishami. We've been talking the whole time, Mehimata Maskirin V'rot Kishami. You didn't get even a hint that there's some distinction between Sheila and Zechira. Hashmoet is, we're dealing with the rain. Okay, so once, if you're going to tell me that it's dependent on the time of the Gishamin, so then this sounds like it's a reversion to one of the Shitas in the Rasha. So the Gemara did thought initially that the two are interrelated. We thought, Rashi learns this means that we literally thought that Sheila meant Askara. The other Rishonim learned that we thought Chodamil, not that we couldn't understand the difference between the word Maskirin and Shalim, but that we thought Chodamilti, that they're interdependent. So that if this would be true of one, so then it would be true of the Askara also. If you told me in Shalim, it would mean in Maskirin. And we didn't think that there was an Askara that would be said at a time that there's no She'ila, but of course then that's part of the Machlokas Rav Eliezer and Rav Yehoshua. So we asked, so who is this? All of a sudden the Stam Mishnah comes and makes this statement, Mantana. Omar Rabbi, it only works out a little bit of Rabbi Yehoshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, indeed he says, Bo'onato, whenever that is, but I don't care if you can be me Basker all year round for that matter. Then clearly he kept going to him. So which sheet is this? This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehoshua, the Omar Misha'a Hanachato. It's not so posh, by the way, the Misha'a Hanachato. Because, I mean, if Lamaisa we held that they're interdependent, so then what would be the din of a period in which there cannot be She'ela, which would be Maskir? How about on Yantiv? There's no She'ela on Yantiv. Would you be Maskir if there's no She'ela? Well, with that, we're going to see some discussion of that issue to the sugya to come. But the words Mishata Nachato is not so poshut either. Because if Mishata Nachato, remember, we weren't quite sure whether that meant on Shvi or on Shmini. Mishata Nachato means the end of Shvi. If it means Mishata Nachato, so then indeed you have She'ela Vahaskara, you could say that what? That he's going to actually be Mavakish the Geshem because it is an on Yantiv. Otherwise, you could just say Rabbi Yehoshua. Was that say that Rabbi Yehoshua Dafka Mishata Nachato is the brighter? Why we bring up the brighter? What's wrong with Rabbi Yehoshua in the Mishnah? So some do indeed don't have this Gersim. But others, Taina, one of the approaches, why would we have a Gersim Mishata Nachato? Because if Yod Shmini, so then there's no Sheila. So what you say going to be masculine without Sheila doesn't make any sense. You could Taina that once I'm being Sheil and I started being masculine, I keep being masculine, even though I'm not Sheil. But that I should start Bichlal before the Sheila if I thought it was Chodam Yulta doesn't make sense. To say, well, if it weren't Yantiv, you would have been Sheil, so therefore be Maskir. But that's not what it's saying. So therefore, we want to go Dafka to Mishata Nachato, meaning Shmi. This, of course, is dependent in how we understand the Mishata Nachato earlier. So I was not supposed to see her in Rashi. The way that the Sugya waffles between the two approaches, whether it's dependent on Nisachamayim or not dependent on Nisachamayim. Yeah, I see I'm losing you guys. Even Richie, with his newfound respirator, doesn't seem quite into it. I don't know. Pass the black label, please.
That's the reward.
No, you can't turn on Richie with black label.
No, black label doesn't
push my buttons. Yeah, I know Richie the wall.
Does he use it as a button?
I can't even.
So Mantanam Rabba, Rabbi Yeshurim Rushat Anachata. Omalai Abaye, not necessarily. I feel Tamer of Eliezer. Who says that this can't be going on with Eliezer? Maybe we've switched gears entirely and they're not interdependent, the two sugyas. We could say She'ela Lechud, Laskar Lechud. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer said the whole time, did I say anything about asking? That's what his response was to Rabbi Yeshua. Now we're talking about asking. Why wouldn't Rabbi Eliezer agree that ain't Shaila and all some of the Gishami? We'll see what the problem is. So indeed, She'ela is one issue, Askar is another. Others say this over with the Mandi Omrim change. Rashi actually hears which he rejects. It's more than just changing the Mandi Omrim, and that it's we reverse the entire meaning of the sugya. But he doesn't hold the better. To Ikari Amri, others have it like this: Lema Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe it's going only according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Amrim Mishata Nachatot, in which according to this version, Rava is the one who says no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer Sheila Lokud Vaskara Lokud, not like we had a buy before. Rabbi Yehuda in there, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which we saw him quoting Ben Becerra, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra, and another kind of three different ways Rabbi Yehuda said the same mimer, that it depends. You're talking about chakras and Musaf. However, if they are teva, the Risha is not maskir, and the Achrain, meaning from Musaf, is maskir. Of course, we have the Machlekes Minhagim, Ramah, with the Ashkenazim, that the Minhag is to be maskir only, therefore, for the Tzibur to be maskir only in Mincha, which we've now managed to get around by saying, let's be that will be machers before, and then we'll be able to, everybody together will be maskir now during Busav itself. But in any event, there's a difference between chakras and mincha. Asks the Gemara of Rami, Ad matai shalim ta gishami. Here, Rabbi Yehuda himself says that we are shayal the gishamim on the other side. When do we request gishamim? Ad shiyavor ha-pesach. Which means, apparently, that all cholamoyed long, you're saying, machivurok, you're saying, I mean, rather, the same talumot, shayal. During Pesach, during Rabbi Meir, I am here. Forget about Pesach. Achiavar Nisan. The whole month, basically, is a month in which it's still a good time to have Gishami. So we'll continue to be Shail until Nisan is. So what happened now? I thought he said that it starts, you said, on the other way around, on the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. The first one is Masi, the second one isn't. On Rav Chista, what's the problem? We already said there's a difference between Sheila and Askara. Right, so fine. Here it's talking about Ad Matai Shoalim Ata Gishami. So Lo Kasha Kan Lishol. It's true that we continue to be Shoal all Pesach, but we don't do the Askarat Gishamim from Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Musaf. Why is that a problem? So Misha Shoal V'Aziel. If you're asking already for Gishamim, you continue to ask. But Lahaskir V'Yom Tov Rishon Pesach. Mashenkein to say Mashi V'Ruch Morda Geshem as part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanoga. That you stop from Yom Tov Rishon. Crazy thing is that you might as well be gargling with vinegar and cleaning your eyes out over here with smoke. It's crazy. He starts off Rabbi Yehuda by saying that even where there is no she'ela, you should still do askara. Why? I mean, obviously the askara is a ritzui for the she'ela that's going to be coming. I mean, what, that makes a lot of sense. Now you're telling me, but just to keep things poetically balance, you know. Stopping maskir by ketita to be shayl. Instead, what are we looking for? Forms over here, we're looking for content. I mean, the ritzui is the whole point of saying mashi v'roch amar nagesh. How am I going to be bivakesh kishami during kolomari and not bother saying the shevach takarish baruch hu that he's mashi v'roch amar nagesh? That's crazy to me. I don't like this chat at all. El amar la'alch. I tell you, there's no way out of it. It's a trait that I leave the Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be that there's still, look at that. There's no way that Rabbi Yehuda could say at the same time that you stop being maskir the Yom Tov Rishon and claim that nonetheless during Chol HaMoed you're going to be shayel. Rav Yosef says it's a very simple solution. I mean, you're assuming Ad Sheyavar Pesach means until the end of Chag HaPesach, and that's not what it means. Ad Sheyavar HaPesach simply means Ad Sheyavar Shliach Tzibur Rishon HaYoreh B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Well, why can't it mean the same thing that it meant basically on a that meant when it came to Shmini Atzeret. But what are you talking about? What? Where? There was no Shayla. How could... There's no shock with Shayla. It's Yontav davening. Where are you going to say Mashavur of Marta Geshem on Yontav? I mean, Betain Talamotor on Yontav. Where's their Shayla? What says Admasai Shayel? Where's their Shayla? I can't mean that. I don't even know what you're talking about. Shayla be Yontav Mika. Oh, Malay said Rav Yosef. Yes, indeed. There is Shayla on Yontav. What's the matter? You never heard the Maturgaman? Indeed, Shayla Maturgaman. What's a Maturgaman? Rashi says a Maturgaman means that the Maturgaman of the Drasha was asked, because it's a public need that they should eat, sure, he should mention in the, as he's translating the Drasha, yes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us rain and so on, also said in the Pusik, and so on and so forth. He said, you fit it in. But the Rabbeinu Chananel says that, he should have asked, V'chiyesh Maturgaman, the Tzlusa, no such thing. Must be, therefore, that Einach Inami. They appointed, this is unbelievable, they appointed a Maturgaman for Tefillah. So all the people that run out of the shuls where the rabbi says, and now we will turn to page 171 where Moses is quoted as a salah. It's exactly what they did. So they had a Maturgaman during Tefillah, and even though the chazan and the individuals didn't say the V'tein Talum Matar, the Maturgaman of Tefillah would throw it in. Unbelievable. And that's what it's referring to. So the chakras, they would say, the V'tein Talum Matar, and the Muslim, they wouldn't. There was no shayla. And it therefore goes hand in hand with the Askara, and it's fine. Everything works out good. It says the Gemara, does that make sense? The Maturgaman Shrill Devashin of Tarak Tzibur, I understand. If Lamaisa, you're telling me that the Tzibur isn't being Mabash, which means this is not the time, that this is what we want. I mean, we need to have our Tua drying out and not raining. So why would we, what are we trying to have our cake and eat it too? The what? Somehow we should have water, but it shouldn't affect the things in the field. That's making sense. Yeah, exactly. That's a weird shot. Ella Makavarta Kida Ula. Like Ula's shot makes the most sense. And that it's straight on I leave the review to how else is he gonna make it work out over here? Rabbi says, I have the easiest solution. Who says Achi Avar Pesach means until the end of the Chaga Pesach? Maybe Achi Avar Zman Shritas Pesach. Maybe the point over here is that we're talking about Erev Pesach. So what we do is, same way that we have a little bit of a problem in that not everybody shows up for Myrrh, as the Rishonim explained was the reasoning we mentioned earlier. Not everybody shows up for Myrrh. We can't really make a change at Myrrh. Okay. So you'll say, so make a change at Shachris. But if we make a change at Shachris, people who weren't at Myrrh will obviously assume the change made at Myrrh. Well, they certainly didn't change it during Mint, during Shachris. It always starts the night before. But that wasn't our Takkah. So therefore, we say it had Musaf to show the difference between the Shachris and the Musaf. Therefore, we do the same thing in the inverse. So here, everybody's coming now. Erev Pesach. I mean, obviously, we can't make a change in Sheila on Yontav, because there is no Sheila. But Erev Yontav, the last time to be Sheil, would be Mincha. So where do we make our point? We make our point. That's the last Tefillah's fault.
The Pesach has not been over. People do
no. Achi Yavar Zman means until you get to the point of which it's now ready to be. Believe it or not. It's a very, very, very strange lesson, right? So in other words, at Chatzos Hayom, that's what we're talking about. Until after Chatzos. Okay, so that means that until it's time now to daven Mincha, you'll be Masi. At this point, we'll be Masi. You don't say the same Talmud. So now everybody knows that there's been a Hapsoka of She'ela. He's practicing being David. Being David. It's his kinor. It's what happens living in the Rova after a while. So therefore, over here also, we do the same thing. So Mincha and Erev Pesach, we don't say V'Sein Talumata, and that way we make it very clear. And this way, we're essentially doing the same thing that we do at the end of the period. So Tchilato, Kein Sofo. Ma Tchilato works out like this. Ma Tchilato Maskir Apa Pishenu Shoel. It comes out that it is very poetic, because but the other way around. In which we do the Askara, and we do this before, so it serves as a sort of a Ritzui, even though it's not time for Sheila yet. Sheila is going to come after we start being Merazah. So too, over here, the Avsofon Baskir, we stopped asking on Erev Yontev, but we continue until the next morning Shachar to be Baskir, and so we are Merazah afterwards. Omele Abaya, that doesn't make sense, because I mean, Bishrei Matchilato Baskir, I understand why we want to now have Haskara before, because the point of the Haskara is that it's a Ritzui of She'ela, right? So we want to first start showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu or HaKadosh Teva on the Geshamim, so we say it now, and when it comes time to ask, it's as if we're not suddenly making a telephone call, say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how you doing? Sorry, I haven't been in touch, I just wanted to know how you're doing.
doing? Oh, by the way.
He sent me a couple of
yes. by way. Okay, so you don't do it that way. So it's the same way you do it in business. You know, you call the guy a few times first, find out how the kids are and so on. And then you go ahead and you ask for what you need. So you're doing maskil. And then afterwards, we're mavakich. So same thing, you could say that that's the meaning of the beginning, but the end, you're saying the same thing at the end. So fo, why am I continuing to be maskil? So fo, my ritzui she'elai. I mean, what? I'm not asking for gishamim, so why am I being maratzi for gishamim? It never occurred to him that maybe that's good for the point, no? Then what you want to do is, after you ask, you still make the calls and ask how the kids are doing. I mean, that's the sophisticated guy. And that's the tefillah tokein sof. That there's an inyan of ritzui at the end also. So I don't want it. One is not the gay the other. There's this feeling I have about how wonderful you are. And then there's the questions of my needs, and we package the needs between how wonderful you are. Okay, Abaye doesn't like it. He holds also that it's trait anoi. Omravasi, this indeed is the way we pass him. That if they are teva, the reshine, and the now musaf is when it changes and so on. How do you say that? That we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could we say now that we're going to now this mana gishamim? Apparently, we're saying Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda is from the Shmini Atzeres, but here it says that we don't ask until the third of Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel says until the seventh of Cheshvan. The Omer of Elazar, Alachik Rabbi Gamliel, certainly that Rabbi Yochanan must agree to that. What? You want to Gavra Gavra Karamis? Certainly, Rabbi Yochanan must agree to Rabbi Elazar. Why in the world would Rabbi Yochanan agree with Rabbi Elazar? He just asking the different passage like Rabbi Yehuda. Why can't he argue on Rabbi Elazar? Iboisema or Lamaisa, if there is, you feel that there's a connection between the two lokasha. What's the comparison? Again, you're jumping to the conclusion that because we said that there's a relationship between the Askara and the Sheila, therefore you're saying it has to be on the same day. It doesn't have to be on the same day. It may be at a time that's appropriate, theoretically, which is what Rabbi Yeshua was hiding, and nonetheless, we're not going to immediately start being Mavakic. So same thing could be true over here. He's passing like Rabbi Yehuda as to when to do the Haskara Gishamim, and but he's basketing perhaps like Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to Shaul Gishamim. But how can you say that? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Malkam Shishor Masir. I thought Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that when you're Shaul Gishamim, you're Masir. No, that was talking about Hafsaka, that you shouldn't think that there's a time in which you would be Shaul and not be Masir. That's what he's saying. So in other words, when it comes indeed to the end of the period, as soon as Erev Pesach, in other words, if you say Erev Pesach the last time to be Shaul, the Erev Pesach is the last time to be Shaul, it's the last time to be Mafsik, which means we don't wait until the next morning. So, but Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hitchila Asir Matchil Lishol, Pasak Milishol, Pasak Mila Asir. You're saying if you stop the She'ela, you stop the Hasara, and if you start the She'ela, you start the Hasara. But I thought he says that they're both the beginning and the end, they're related. You're saying it's only at the end. Here it says at the beginning. Elo Kash, you're right. Alan Halavu. It depends where you live. You live in Eretz Yisrael, or you live in Bava. If you're like us, then Enafihami, you can't ask for Gishamim immediately when you're Masik. Because the problem is that we here in Bava still have things out in the field during the Tishrei period. It's warm and so on. We can't afford to have it raining right now. And we don't need the rain either because of the water table here. So we don't ask for rain right away. But in Eretz Yisrael, they've already basically finished up their summer. It's time now to start getting the ground ready for the winter wheat. They should be shale right away. Even that doesn't ask you about it. Because my shale is done. This is a very big davra. What are you saying? We shouldn't be asking now because we have our tefuah out in the field dry. You do not miss the other regoli. I mean, the guys in Eretz Yisrael, they want people to come visit or not. I mean, that's all we need. What are they going to do? Shut down the airport because of the rain? They can't ask for rain. If they ask for rain, there goes the tourist trade. I mean, the other regoli was the biggest thing, right? So they're going to ask now for rain at this time. So therefore, it couldn't be. That's not a problem either. Because Kikam Rabbi Yochanan is Machain Beit HaMikdash Kayan. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, but there's no Beit HaMikdash. There's no Holy Regolim. There's no Holy Regolim. Might as well have the rainy season start at the time when it's best no gain. So therefore, in this context, given, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, And you're talking about Bisman Shet Beit HaMikdash Kayab. There, Rabbi Yochanan says that indeed the Askaran, the Sheila, are like the way Rabbi Yehuda said, on Shemini, and that's immediately the time of Sheila. Not like Rabbi Lazar and that, but otherwise, say nothing. Let me ask you something, says Gemara. How about here in Chutzlars, that you've already mentioned, the way we do things in Bavel, we have 2 days of Shemini Atzeres. Which day is the day that we do this thing about the Rishon and the Sheni? How does that work for us? Omar Rav, I'll tell you, chach, you do like this. You start on the first day of Shemini Atzeres, so matchil b'musafim, but then mincha, you stop. Mincha, you go back to Mori Ratah. And then on Simchas Torah, you do the same thing again. Chakras, you say the Mori Ratah, and Musaf, you say Mashiv Aruch, Mori Ratah. That way, you get to do the same deal 2 times.
This wouldn't confuse anybody.
Omar Shmuel. Tokuva Omar Leila Abba. Could somebody maybe mention in Rav's ear over there? Excuse me? Achashasi Tok Kodesh. Oh, what? You already made today Yantar Shmini Atzeres. You started saying Mashavarok Marta Geshe. Now you're going to come into Mincha and you're going to say, well, it's not really Shmini Atzeres. It's actually the last day of Sukkot. No, you can't do that. Elam Shmuel, they like this. You matchil indeed in Musaf first day, Shmini Atzeres. And in Mincha. Now, from Myriv, you're doing it over again. This is Groundhog Day. So you're waking up from Myriv. It's still right after Sukkot. Right after Sukkot, and obviously you don't say Mashivaroga Maranagashim, you say Maridatal. You come in the next morning, it's still before Musaf. It never happened yesterday. So now you do it again. And then you're Matchil B'Musaf once again. So because you're Matchil B'Musaf. Rava Amar Kivan Shitchil Shumen El Pasek. Look, you can't. It isn't Groundhog Day. I mean, you started already the day before. You keep moving, and once you did it that way, you don't change it. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes Kivan Shitchil Shumen El Pasek. You can only do this once. And even Af Rav Adar Bei. The truth is, we see clearly. Rav himself even had Karata. The Amar of Hanan El Amar Rav Mone Esrim Ve'Echad Yom Kederek Shemone Asara Yamim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. When you count from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as you made tshuva. How do you count it? A suffix from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You know perfectly well that then we only have 7 days. You include the first day and the last day. Over here, it's 21 days, including this day, from the day of Rosh Hashanah. And there's some things that we don't take these issues into consideration. This is a din from Rosh Hashanah. Count from Rosh Hashanah, 21st day, and then your mask, your musaf, forget about it. It's not kashur directly to what you're calling Shmini Atzeres. Veshuv eno posek kedar shemona asara yomim rashana yom kippurim umatchil vikivan sheitchil shuv eno posek veelchata kivan sheitchil shuv eno posek. Now, if you ask it, once you begin, you continue to say it, even though now it's ostensibly really the beginning of Shmini Atzeres again. You might as well just give it a new name, call it Simchas Torah, and that way no one will get confused. Lamaise, of course, the way our Gemara's come out is not la locha. This piece of the sugya really is not the ikker place where we discuss this timing. This we'll see later on in the next week. The real sugya, in which it comes out that we are also in Eretz Yisrael a masker, only even Shalot Vesman Vesamingdash. We're masker later, of course.
Do you have the mission on 7:30?
Eliezer, Abba Abraham, the Tivayana, Rash, Romare, Lehatina, Hade, Yochel, a Filhikerat, a Filusuma, Shivuka Hogan, nonetheless, with his dam Lorivka. Show, Ben Kish, the Tivaya, Isha, Shiakin, Yashin, and Melahosha Gadol, that be to you tenlo, Yochel, a Filo Eber, a Filomanzer, a Shivuka Hogan is down a Lord David. If Taka Giladi, the Tivaya, Yotse, Yetse, Midate Betti, Yochel, a Filo Davar, Tame, a Shiva Shalokogan. נזדם לא ביטוב, היינו דגמר לא נביא לי סלע, צרי אין בגילה, אני מופה אין שם. הוא כתיב אשר לא ציוויתי ולא דיברתי ולא נתן לי, ויש לא ציוויתי, זה בנושא מישהו ויש מלאד מואב שנמה ויקח, זה נוער בכל השם לא כתכתם ויהיה אלא יבולה, ולא דיברתי, זה יפתח ולא נתן לי בי, זה יצחק בן אברהם, אמר ברכיה, אף כנסת ישראל שאלה שלא כהוגן, הקדוש ברוך הישיבה כהוגן. שנמה ונדעה נרדפה לדעת את השם כשחר נכון מצאו, ויבוא כגשם לנו, אמר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא ביתי, את שואלת דבר שפעמים מתבקש ופעמים אינו מתבקש, אבל אני אהיה לך דבר מתבקש לעולם שנאמר אהיה כטל ישראל. ועוד שאלה שלא כהוגן אמרה לפניו ריבונו של עולם, סימני כחותם על ליבך, כחותם על זרועך, אמר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא ביתי, את שואלת דבר שפעמים נראה ופעמים אינו נראה, אבל אני אעשה לך דבר שנראה לעולם שנאמר הן על כפיים חכותי. אין שואלים את הקשמים, סברו השאלה והזכרה אחת המילתי, in which case, מה נתנו? אמרו, אבל רבי שואלי, אתה אומר, משל תנא כתוב, some don't have that. אומר לה, יבאי, אפילו אתם רבי איזה שאלה, לחוד והזכרה לחוד. אם כן יאמר, למה רבי שואלי, אתה אומר, משל תנא כתוב, אמר רב, אפילו אתם רבי איזה שאלה לחוד והזכרה לחוד. רבי יהודה אומר, העובר לפני הטבע הראשון, ורמינו, עד מתי שואלים את הקשמים? רבי יהודה אומר, עד שיעבור הפסח. רבי מאיר אומר, עד שיצא ניסן. אומר, כסלו קשה, כאן לשאול, כאן להזכיר. מי ששואל דוד? להזכיר ביום טבע ראשון פוסק. אומר, אולי, אוי ואבוי, עוד רב חיסטה קשה, כחיימץ השיניים, חשב עיניים. הוא בא במקום שאינו שואל מזכיר, במקום ששואל אין עודים שהיא מזכיר. אלו אמרו לתרתנו, יאמר רבי יהודה. רבי יוסף אומר, מאי עד שיעבור הפסח, עד שיעבור שליח ציבור ראשון, יהיה ביום טוב ראשון של פסח. אמר לי, אבי, what שאלה ביום טוב, מי יקרא? אמר לי, אבסולוטלי, שואל מתורגמן. וכי מתורגמן שואל דבר שאין צורך לציבור. אלו אמר כבר תקריאו לה. רבו אמר, מאי עד שיעבור הפסח, עד שיעבור זמן שחיטת הפסח. ותחילתו כן צופו, מה תחילתו מזכיר אף הפי שאינו שואל? אף סופו מזכיר אף הפי שאינו שואל? אומר לי, אבא, בשלם, תחילתו מזכיר, אז קרא, לא, אני ריצו שאלי. בצופו, what's the point? מה ריצו שאלי כאן? אלא מה כבר תקידו אולה? אומר רבאסי, אומר רבי יוחנן, הלכה כרבי יהודה, אומר לרב זבר רבאסי, ביום רבי יוחנן, מה עתיד? ועצלן בשלושה במר חשבן, שואלים את הגשמים, רבי ימליאל אומר, בשבעה בו, ואומר רבי יוחנן, לא כבר ימליאל, אומר לי, so who cares, גברה, גברה, קרמיתה. אם בואי תן לנו קשה בכלל, no connection, כאן לשאול, כאן להזכיר. אי, אומר רבי יוחנן, לא כמו שהשואל מזכיר, that's referring to הפסוקה. ואומר רבי יוחנן, התחיל להזכיר, מתחיל לשאול, פסק בלשאול, פסק בלהזכיר. אלא לא קשה, עלן ועל ההוא, why should they done to eat them? Peri bedabra, but they don't have to worry about the other people. Ki kam Rav Yochanan bezman shim meit amigdash kayam. Hash to dati to lahachi. Haba hali didu, we could say. Maybe we don't have to even make the difference with Bobo and Harris as well. And lo kasha kam bezman shim meit amigdash kayam. Kam bezman shim meit amigdash kayam. How about us? Man di itlan shrei yumi hechab dina. Omar Rav matchil b'musafim. Uposek b'mincha. And then Arvit as well, and Shacharit as well, you don't say it. And then Chazir b'Musafim again. Omer l'shmu pokav, omer l'la'aba, what's going on over here? You already considered this day to be Kodesh. Now you're going to stop in Mincha v'tasei uchol. El omer l'shmu matchil b'Musafim, and you say it in Mincha. Now comes Arvit, it's a brand new day. So posek Arvit v'Shacharit. You start again b'Musafim. Rov omer g'mishit choshuven u'posek. V'kin omer v'sheshet, kivan shitfil, shuven u'posek. ויאף רב עוד הרבה, ויום רב חנן עולם רב, מונה 21 יום, כדרך שמונה 10 ימים מראש השנה עד יום הכיפורים, הוא מתחיל, וכיוון שהתחיל, שוב אינו פוסק, which is exactly what Rav didn't say before, ויוחד הכיוון שהתחיל, שוב אינו פוסק.